Very excited to be joined by the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, 2017's Executive of the Year, and I always get ahead of myself, so let's do that. Who knows? Maybe 2018's too. Rick Spielman. Rick, congrats. Congrats on all your success, and now Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, no, we're excited to get Kirk here. Hopefully that'll be able to stabilize our quarterback position. I know since we've hired Coach Zim, we've been building the roster. We've got a pretty good defense. We got some playmakers on the offensive side, and we've just had so much adversity at maybe the most important position on your team. And by going out and being aggressive and our ownership giving us the resources to do that, we're very excited to get him.
So, Rick, put on your scout hat for me. That's your background. Beyond what we already know about Kirk Cousins and the numbers, what have you seen in him that warrants this investment and obviously a big level of confidence from your organization that he can be the guy?
Well, we did a lot of study. Our number one priority was when Pat Shurmur got the New York Giants job was to hire the offensive coordinator. And when we hired John DeFilippo, wanted to get a feel for what he felt that position needed to run his offense. And we're going to do a lot of similarities that what Pat did, but there's going to be an added wrinkle here or there. So as we evaluated our own quarterbacks and then we threw Kirk Cousins in the mix, we felt very strongly about our own guys, but wanted to really go out and felt that Kirk gave us the best opportunity to be successful.
Obviously, a lot of teams felt like they had a chance at Kirk Cousins when he became an unrestricted free agent. A lot of different sales pitches. Some were defense, some were money. For you, for your organization, how did you sell Kirk Cousins on the idea that Minnesota was the place to be? And what do you think, what part of your message do you think connected with him?
I think it started, and we didn't have anything to do with it, but when he came up here for the Super Bowl and got an opportunity to see the city. Actually, he rented a car on his own, came out and drove to our new practice facility at here at TCO Performance Center. Went to the old facility at Winter Park, got an opportunity to see where the stadium is, got a chance to feel what the area was about. So I think he had a very positive impression when he was here just on his own during that Super Bowl. Then, you know, once we were able to start negotiating that Monday after 11 o'clock Central Time, talked to him about the opportunity, where we're at as a football team. I think the coaching staff played a tremendous part of it. Along with our ownership and the stability that we have at our organization.
And I'm going to offer just a out of left field surprise. I was at the EA party, Imagine Dragons. I don't know how I got in. I think the bouncer was looking the wrong way. And I'm not joking. Kirk Cousins, I've never seen a guy just dance with so much optimism, like taking in the scene. So you might want to, you know, have somebody send a thank you note to Imagine Dragons, because on that, I think it was Thursday, you could see Kirk Cousins, and I'm being serious, starting to fall in love with Minneapolis.
Did he look athletic, at least when he was dancing? I never got to evaluate him from that part.
He did. He had great rhythm, because my producer to my left was dancing, and it was real ugly. You know, Kirk definitely looked like an $84 million man getting down in Imagine Dragons, which brings me to that deal. Obviously, the money is guaranteed. What do you think that means for how the market is likely to work for all NFL teams going forward for quarterbacks and other highly coveted players down the line?
Well, I think this was a pretty unique situation. I don't know when a quarterback of this stature has come out in the open market. I think the last one may have been a Drew Brees. So you knew if he was going to get out in the market that the contract was going to have to be substantial. And I knew his agents wanted a set of precedents, which they had every right to. But I don't think any of us that were in the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes were going to back down from what the demands were just because of the uniqueness of the situation.
Is that a situation where that kind of money, that kind of guaranteed money as a GM, do you have to go to your owner and do you have to sell your owner on that deal since it is or was at least unprecedented?
Yeah, oh yeah, no, that one is, you better go talk to your owner about that one. So, no, we went through the whole, I wasn't going to write that check, so.
Right, just do it. We'll tell the dude later.
I'll tell the owners later once we're done. Yeah, they'll never worry about it. Don't worry about it. Well, but we.
So what is the sale? How much pushback?
You know, our ownership, I think that's why it's so appealing, and where we're at as an organization right now is building U.S. Bank Stadium, who I think is one of the first class and best in class in NFL stadiums right now. And then to open up this new practice facility 2 weeks ago and to put all the amenities in here we need to and the size of the building, it's just phenomenal that the resources they're putting into this organization. And then when I go and approach them about, you know, the resources to go out and get players, even when we drafted signed Sheldon Richardson, they have never said no, because it's that important for them, not only from an organizational standpoint to be the best in class, but also to show that by the resources, and they definitely have shown that.
And Rick, there's a lot of obviously pretty impressive selling points when you folks go out and you reach out to Kirk. One of them, one of many, and the defense obviously a big one, but that receiving core, you could argue one of the best, if not the best, tandems in football. And interestingly, you're talking about, now we all know how good these guys are, but Stephon Diggs was, what, I think a fifth-round draft pick. Adam Thielen was undrafted and a part of your practice squad. What did you see in your organization see in those guys, and how do you go about building that kind of success in places where a lot of people didn't see that kind of value?
I think, you know, when Coach Zimmer was hired here, me and him sat down and talked about not only the physical traits it takes to play in the schemes here, both offensively and defensively, but the type of character and the type of character traits you want on his football team. So I think we've been very selective, and actually in the draft and even in free agency have passed up some guys that are very talented but did not think they fit in our culture. And with the leadership of Coach Zimmer down in that locker room and the culture we've been able to establish, I think it helps those guys thrive.
You know, you bring up that culture, and obviously Coach has been able to take, and no disrespect to any of the guys on that defensive end, but at least on the front end, going into the season, it's not like you looked at that team and said, there's one or two or four quote-unquote superstars, and yet he was able to help build that into one of the best, if not the best, defenses in football. What does that say about what he's able to do with the guys that he has and the culture that he's building?
Well, I would say when we went out to hire Coach Zimmer, I've talked to a lot of agents whose players had played for him in the past. And the one common theme was, and this includes his coaching staff that he's put together, is that we're going to make your player not only play to his abilities, but play beyond his abilities. And I must have talked to 15, 20 different agents on players that had played for him, and I could not get one negative thing. Even though he comes across as he's a tough-minded football coach now, and he's going to hold you accountable both on and off the field, but the players love to play for him. And we're looking for guys that have that passion, that want to play, that want to get better, and that's why we've been, I think, successful to date.
You know, just with your background, a lot of years as a scout, as a guy who made his career being able to assess football talent better than the other guys trying to do it, when you look at the combine and the measurables, when you go into those interviews, when you look at the tape and the on-the-ground scouting, what do you value more in trying to figure out who the right guys are for your football team?
You know, I think it's all part of it. It's always going to come down to me is what kind of football player they are. And do they have the ability not only to play in this league, but do they have the physical traits that we're looking for to specifically play in our schemes? And are they going to be able to do what the coaches are asking them to do? And then we use all the other tools to try to make those decisions, whether it's the psychological scores, the intelligence scores, the combine numbers, our analytics department, who I think has done a fantastic job as far as coming up with different algorithms to show us that, hey, this guy may be better than this guy when we get into tiebreaker situations. So there's a lot of people and a lot of different tools that we use to try to make the best decisions we can.
Yeah, the analytics thing is really interesting. Obviously, it's been in baseball and an accepted part of baseball for a while. It's very prominent now in basketball. Has there been, is there still perhaps some resistance, because football and the idea of old school football coaches, to the idea that an algorithm can tell you something about players that you might want or not want?
I think there is, I mean, the one thing that I learned in a leadership role is hire people that are smarter than you in those areas, especially. And when you can have experts in all those different areas, whether it's the psychologist, whether it's the analytics guy, whether it's the medical staff, because you have to rely on them, and giving them the flexibility to come to be creative and go out and do what they need to do. So when you can put and we have a great staff right now that we've put together that have worked together. I think we've been together almost 13 years now. I'm going into my 13th year here in Minnesota. And to have that continuity and to have that type of expertise in each of those areas, I think has really played a benefit for us.
And also, you've got the support of Coach Zimmer, who's always there, including for a moment, just a moment ago, behind you with his drink. So I love like the excellent in Minneapolis coming through. And he's just like he needs his.
We have an open door policy here.
We gotta get him on the show. Hey, this is a question I'm required to ask when it applies because my wife is from a small town in Ohio. So happy wife, happy life. You are from a fairly small town in Ohio. It's 10 miles, I think, give or take, as the crow flies, from Canton. And I'm just curious, did that shape what you wanted to do as a kid growing up?
Well, I grew up actually in Canton, Ohio, and then we moved to Massillon during my sophomore year. And my brother, I won't say that was recruiting, but Massillon-Canton high school rivalry, and that football has been going on for over 100 years, so it's a pretty intense rivalry. But we, you know, our house was probably four or five blocks away from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. My dad was a high school football coach, so all we've ever grown up and been around is football. And in fact, when me and my brother used to buy each other Christmas gifts, we'd go to the Hall of Fame back then and buy wristbands of our favorite teams. So, but no, when you're born in Northeast Ohio with the tradition of high school football, with actually the football Pro Football Hall of Fame being right there, it has a tendency to leak into your blood.
That is very, very cool. Before we let you go, and by the way, let Coach know if he wants to be on Writer's Block, we will always make room for him. He doesn't have to sneak behind you. He can just like come up with we got him, Rick. We are happy to, you know, those football coaches love to talk and be on camera. So anytime he wants, we got him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, as soon as he saw me on this, he scrambled the hell out of here real quick.
He
always says,
fast.
See, a celebrity or a football guy? What do you want to be?
He's quicker than he looks. Before we let you go, obviously very successful season this past season. What are the expectations? I know football is one of those sports, there's so much parity, and you can measure success or failure by a very small amount, but with the addition of Kirk Cousins and some of the other moves you guys have made, for you, for your organization, for a fan base that I know in Minneapolis, I'm from Iowa, feels like it's been snake bit. What is the threshold, the standard for success in 2018?
Well, I think if you ask 31 other general managers or 32 head coaches or any organization, everybody's goal when they go into this is to win a Super Bowl. You wouldn't be in this business if you didn't have that goal when you started out. So as you start to roster plan and do all your planning, once the season ends, that's what your end game is, and you're hoping to get there. Now, you can't predict injuries. You know, we were in Zim's second year here. You know, we won the division, beat Green Bay and Green Bay on the last game of the season up there. And then the following year, we had all the injuries that hit us. In fact, Zim went through 8 eye surgeries, I believe, that year. So then this year, we were able to grow from that experience and had a pretty successful year, although we didn't reach the ultimate goal. So I'm hoping that what we've taken away from what we learned last year and even how we had to win in New Orleans but how badly we probably played in that NFC championship game, that'll help. That's a growing experience and hopeful we can learn from and propel going into next year.
Rick, really appreciate the time. Congrats on the new facility that I think you're sitting in right now. Congrats on the new quarterback, and we hope to talk to you again really soon.